This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
All right, so we're going to start with Igeres HaKodesh. Igeres HaKodesh Yud Gimel, the 13th letter in Igeres HaKodesh. And then we're going to conclude with Igeres Chof Ches, which is found in a collection of letters called Igeres HaKodesh from the Balatanya. And they have the conclusion of this letter that's printed there, but they felt evidently when they compiled the Tanya that the end of the letter was not as relevant. But there's a little piece of information there that is very, very fascinating. So let's begin. Marav Tuvcha Shetzafanta Liyarech LePosuk in Tehillim Lamed Aleph says, how great is the goodness that you concealed Liyarech to those who fear you. Pa'alta L'chaysim Bach Neged Bnei Adam. Okay, that's the Pasuk in Tehillim. Hine B'chlal Evdei Hashem, says the Baal Tanya, that within the body of the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yesh Beis B'chinois U'Madregas Chalukois, we find two levels, two categories of people, Mitzad Sherish Nishmasam L'mayla, and this categorical distinction goes back already to their source of their neshamas. Mibchinis Yemin U'Smail, they have neshamas that are from the right, and they have neshamas that are from the left. Dahainu, Shebchinis Smail, those neshamas that come from the left, Humidis HaTzimtzum, they are from a constrictive energy, Ve'ahester and concealment, Bavedis Hashem, and their service of Hashem. Like we find the pasuk refers v'hatznei lechesem Hashem alikecho. The pasuk says in Micha that you should be very concealed in your ways. These are people who keep it all inside. Katzk was known as to keep it all inside, never show anything on the outside. B'mistarim tivkenavshi, or the pasuk that says that internally, in Pesuk in Yirmiyah, internally, my heart will weep. As Chazal tell us, the kol ha'isik b'Torah b'seiser, that somebody who learns Torah, that somebody who learns concealed, it's a Yerushalmi in Brachas, Amr Rabbi Yechen, there's a covenant that somebody who toils in Torah Bitzina, concealed, Leibim Meirum Shakeach, will not be forgotten. It's a Torah that will remain because the tznius of it. So that all comes from the energy of the smile, of the left, of Tzimtzum. Yet, in a Mimidazu, from the same aspect, Nimshach is Gamkem Prinisat Simtsum Vagvul Bavaydas Hashem. At the same time, that all of those positive qualities stem from that understanding of Tzimtzum, there's also going to be other ramifications. That there's going to be a restrictive force and limitations in a person's service of Hashem. Kamei B'tzdaka. Like we will see in Tzedakah, Lias Nidun Behesik Yad, that he will judge in how much he will distribute. V'amevazviz, or you find the concept that even someone who is going to be free-handed, Ayivazviz Yosef Mechaymish, that he shouldn't give away more than a fifth. Ukei Gavne B'talmud Torah, V'shar Mitzviz. Similarly, with the study of Torah and other mitzvahs, that a person who is of this left tzimtzumdik, gvuradik neshama, will do what he needs to do. He will do his obligation. Mechoyev, mefurish, shechayvos ha-Torah. He's going to do that which he's obligated to do. Perish likvayitim, he's going to be kaveyitim, but that's mamashitim, from 8 to 8:20. Not a minute more, not a minute less. I'm going to do my obligation. That's a neshama mebchinas hasmael. Ach bchinas yamin, humidas hachesed, Beis Pashtus, but those neshamas that come from the right, that comes from the midah of chesed and expansion, b'avodas Hashem, b'hisrachvus, with a spreading, b'li tzimtzum v'es teklal, without any limitations. Like the Pasuk says, v'eshalcho b'rechova, the Pasuk says that I will walk with a breitkeit, with a wideness. Where is that Pasuk? Tehillim kuf yutas. Omimena nimshar gam ke masha amru chazal zereik mara b'talmidim. Now, this seems to be completely out of place here. Because from here, it says you should throw a tremendous fear into your students. This doesn't belong here. This belongs with the lefties, as we call them in these days. Bavdel. So he writes here, that should be with the earlier category. These are people who operate without any kind of limitations, without any boundaries. The person mamish cannot restrain themselves from giving. Whether this applies to the money or the goods or the things that they do to give away, or the study of Torah, or other mitzvahs, they can never be satiated just doing what their obligation is. Their whole operation in their service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, naturally speaking, is dealing with the Shoresh Neshamadik, is Ad Belidai. Two completely opposite temperaments of soul. Those who are midas atzimtzum bagvura, and those who are midas his harchova and chesed, and they have a completely opposite affect of one another. We all know people who we are imagining right now in our minds, who fit into this, you know, these categories. Amen. Now, next paragraph, Daf Kuf Yutes. Kol Yesh Yisrael Tzarech Lias Kolo Mebeis Pchinas Eilo. The truth is that every Jew needs to really be a mesh, a fusion of both of these. Because there is never anything in the world that doesn't have its correct time and place. And therefore you find several things in Shas that are mekulei b'shamay mechumrei b'shil. Even though generally speaking b'shamay is the one. He explains, l'dam deinu to teach us, sh'af b'shamay, even those talmidim of Shamay, sh'shoyrish nishmasim b'chin Ismail, who's by their very nature, are really the ones whose neshamas, their source neshamas, are mebchinas smoil ha'elyon. L'chein are you done in the hakam, and therefore they are always the stringent ones. Tamid b'chol yisurei Torah, you're always finding b'shamas l'chumra. And u'b'tzilul on the other side, shayim mebchinas yimina elyon, who come from the right. Hayim melamdim schus lahokil u'lahati yisurei b'shamay. They were always on the side to be lenient and to permit that which b'shamay prohibited. These things should be permitted from being forbidden, and they should be able to be elevated. Notice, mutarim mi'isurim, that they should be freed from their imprisonment. This goes back to what he said earlier in Tanya, that there's a concept, there's a musig of something which is usur, means that it's locked up, it's imprisoned, it can't be elevated. Comes Beis Hillel and says, no, we got to elevate the world. We have to uplift everything. We have to give everything the ability to be elevated to heaven. It's just interesting that here, that's the way the Baal Tanya sees the words mutter and usur, is something that can be elevated, it can be exalted, and that which is imprisoned. So Beis Hillel is with Avos Mat design as much as we can so that it can be elevated. Avopik. So despite those shiroshim of their neshamas, B'kama dvarim, when it comes to certain issues, hayu b'shama mikilin, b'shama is lenient. Mipnei yiskalu shayish nishmasim, because they understood that a person, even if they have a primary midah, they have to be able to temper that at times when needed to be able to be mekel. Shukalu gami yamin, they have to be able to experience also the yamin. B'chein shayish nishmas, b'shilu, kalu gam kim yisvayl. Basil, turn the page to 238, has to at times also have to be able to experience the chumradik side, kiyadur, derech, umidus kedesha elyon, because when a person is connected above, deleis taman kitzutu pirut chasashom, there can't be just the right and just the left. There has to be a unity if we are connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, because in him everything is kol zumizu. Now this goes back to what we learned in the last parak, that where there's the gilui of the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, then it's like the king walking into the room. You have a prosecutor, you have a defender. When the judge or the king walks in, neither one of them opens their mouth because they're batel in legamri in the presence of the king. And therefore the midas are unified one with another, even though they seem to be parallel, polar opposites. Nonetheless, they come together. Okay, like we have in this week's parasha be Avram. Shumidas achesed Avram, who is the ultimate in the midas achesed, we have on love. And yet the Torah tells about him after the Akedah, Ata yudati ki yireya likimata. Not that you're an oyev of Hashem, but that you're a fearer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How? Aydeshalavash midas agvura. Because at that time, he was able to enrobe himself and to understand that now the moment calls for me to act in a way of constriction, of tzimtzum, of yira. But Yaakov as Yitzchak benoy, conversely you have that he ties up his son Yitzchak v'yikach zemacheles to take the knife. So Yitzchak becomes passive, he takes on the midas hachesed. Avram Avinu becomes gevur, he takes on the midas hagevura. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu exclaims, Ati yadati ki yirei the kimata. Now I see that you're one who fears Hashem. The Abderuf, I've told you this many times, says that they're walking and Yitzchak Avinu says to his father, Vayemeh Yitzchak Avram Aviv Avi Vayemeh Hineni Bini, says the Abderuf, B'shem the Arizal, that he says to him, Avi, is this you, the Midas HaChesed? You're going to go and check your son? So Avram Avinu answers, no, Hineni Bini, now I am my son. So that's what he's saying here, that there has to be Hiskalulus Amidas, Besham and Besilil, there's Mikule Besham and Mechumer Besilil. You're going to ask if that's the case. The fact that the Torah refers to Avram as Avram Oyhavi, that Pasuk in Yeshaya, Upachad Yitzchak, the Pasuk in Bereshis, right? So why are you calling him, if there's his Skaldus Amidus, if there's this fusion of Midas, so why are you referring to Avram as the one who loves me and Yitzchak as the one who fears me? The issue is what's revealed and what's concealed. The fear and the trembling is revealed. Then the love is concealed. It is concealed and hidden. And the opposite is true. Now let's go back to the opening pasuk. Marav tuvcha asher tzafanta li'erecho. K'loim asher midas ha'toiva chesed. When we're speaking about these two midas of goodness and of kindness, asher hi b'b'chines helem v'hestet, so call me sheshoyosh nishmos b'b'chines smile. That which is concealed among the ahava, the goodness, and the chesed, which is concealed like by those people, like the neshamas of Bishamai, ukedoyma, like them, people who come from the left, hanikra b'shem yireyecha, those who are concerned, whose primary midah is the midah of yirek, midah b'shamai, hine avshu toiva gonos v'tzofen, even though, generally speaking, their chesed and their tuv is ganuz, it's concealed and hidden. It is tremendously great. It's no less in its concealed state than is those neshamas that have the revealed state of chesed. Meaning, does Yitzchak have any less chesed than Avram? No. It's just that in him it's concealed. That's what he's trying to point out here. They're both infinitely great. How great is the Tuv? It's Rav Tuv. It's great without measure. It's concealed among the goodness which you have concealed in those who fear you, or those who are the ones who take shelter in you. He says a gevaldig yisoid here. Shem balei habitochen. The pasuk continues, "Asher pa'alta l'chaisimach," that you have askevirk to those who take shelter in you. They are the balei bitochen. Says the Baltanya that the midah of bitochen is shemibchinis yamin. The attribute of bitachin is in and of itself a concept of yamin. V'chazlam v'tuva mugam kem b'chinas gilei v'yispashas neged b'nei adam v'lei b'chinas tzimtzum es teklal. That the attribute of bitachin stems from b'chinas yamin. He brings here from the Bi'uri HaZoyer to the Tzemach Tzedek on the pasuk of Rabbi Abba Pasach, Bitchu Ba'Hashem Adayad. And he quotes that Tzemach Tzedek brings to the Chavis HaLevavos in Shara Bitochen, that the reason that the concept of Bitochen, of trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is possible, one of the reasons is HaRachmim V'Hachemla V'Ahava, is the fact that we trust that the Rebbeinu Shalom is merciful and loving. Because when a person knows about his friend that he is loving and compassionate and will have pity on him, yivtach boy, he will trust in him with tenuach nafshi olav. So the very midah of bitachin is based in ahava. Then he says in parentheses like this: Mashiksiv liyirecha v'loy biyirecha. L'chayre, grammatically, it should be mashat. Marav Tuvcha, how great is the goodness that you have concealed in those who fear you? What do you mean, to those who fear you? And Meshum, he says, he said here in this aspect of the concealed character traits that exist in a person. Meshum shekol mashu b'pchinas helam b'chol neshama, everything that is concealed in neshama, in b'pchinas zu enem medoveshes toich haguf b'moyche v'libay, those attributes are not within the person's body, in his mind or in his heart. Elo b'pchinas makif medamayel, it hovers above him u'meshami mi'ira l'moyche v'libay, on the level of a makif, a hovering existence. It is able to illuminate the person's mind and his heart. When he needs to utilize it, he's able to draw upon it from outside of himself. At the times that he needs it, he's able to draw upon it to inspire him to his heart, to his mind, to bring it to action. So these attributes that are not part of the person's nature are on the level of a makif. They're not internal to the person. And therefore, they're not biyirecha. They're not inside of those who fear you. They're liyirecha. They're available to them. Yomer Alkein. Asher Rav Tov the Beis Yisrael Atzofein V'Hagoloi. That no matter who you're dealing with, any Jew, whether it's the heel, the concealed, or the revealed, up to the top of the page, ubepchinis b'li gvul amida, the fi erech hanafshoisam hamlevashes beguf. So to the degree that the person is able to integrate this into their guf, l'chein gam ata Hashem tisnaigim b'midas chaz l'chagol. Just like in every Jew, there exists rav tuvcha. There's an immeasurable amount of chesed, whether it's the yireim, or it's the oyhavim, there is Rav Tov, so too do we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask him that he should conduct himself with us with the mid of Chesed, Bli Gvul V'Tachlis HaNikra Rav Chesed. The is chesed, the is chesed, because there are two types of chesed in the world. Is chesed oilam, there's chesed that's in the world. Shiesh knegdoi ulumasai midas adin chasim shalom. There's a balance with that chesed. Chesed that's measured has corresponding to it gvura that's measured. Lemayt of the tzamtzim chas de v'tubi, that's a gvura that will measure the amount of chesed that falls from above. Aval chesed elyon, but when we're dealing with the chesed from above, hanikra rav chesed, that abundant chesed that all Jews have within themselves, and by definition that calls upon the chesed from above, ein kenegdo midas adin, there is no attribute of tzimtzum lemayit ulitzamtzum roiv chazdoi to in any which way limit the abundance of the chesed milispashet b'ligvul v'tachlis ki unimshach mebchinas sevev kolam, because this comes from the infinite energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu t'mira d'chol t'mira, the secret of all secret sources hanikra chesed elyon above any measure v'zeh shiksiv tastirim b'seisek penecho titzbenim b'suka. That's what he's saying here, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're calling upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu to deal with us from that level of infinite chesed, of Rav chesed. Now grab those sheets that are right there and take a look at how he concludes this letter. So Daf Tzadik Hey. This one is Igeres Chof Ches. Okay, so evidently this was relevant to written about the Chassidim in Tveria, who he was responsible for partially supporting, and this letter is a tzedakah appeal for the Eilam to give money to the Yishuv in Tveria. This is V'achar HaDvarim HaEilam. After I've written what I've written, your nafshi b'sheilosi, I plead with you, lo'ira rav chesed v'rav tov, to arouse this mercy, this level of chesed, toiv agonos v'atzofim b'lev kol nash, that goodness that's concealed in the hearts of all of our chevra. Min ha'alem elegili, bring it from its concealed state to its revelation, love it de maisa, to bring it to action. L'malos yodam la'ashem, to fill your hands, biyad malei v'chava, with great abundance. Aydei tzir neman. What is this acronym here? This is Shmuel Munkus, he writes here. I just don't know what the acronym is. He was a very famous, there's many stories about this of Shmuel Munkus. To be able to fill in, to be able to assist those hearts and souls of the Evyonim Unikim, the impoverished. I want this money from any one of our Anash, or the Chassidim, who come to our camp, Chadoshim Gam Yishanim, whether they're new ones or old ones. Well, the Kal Kalam, to be able to sustain them with Lechen and Mazen, Kal Yimei Sachoil, all week long. Ki Balabatim At Mizeh V'Kidosenu, because the Balabatim, very few of them in our Kehila, Yoytzi Midei Chevosom, Dai V'Hoyisi B'Shabos Yomim Tevim. So they fulfill their obligations adequately when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, they give. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, there is no less than 4 or 5 minyanim. Sometimes there's even more than 20 minyanim of impoverished people. But in the weekdays, there's it's absolutely intolerable, the pressure, the burden. And this is why we've established for them during the week an achsanya hanikre garkich, a place of, I guess, where they serve the meals. But it's very expensive. Comes up to be an incredible amount for a year. This is in addition to all the other necessities that I wrote to you about last year, with tremendous, that's Igeres Chav Dalet. I wonder if we learned that one yet. No, that's not printed in Tanya. But yet this year there's even a new cause. I can't hold back to add to last year's assessment an external third, at least an internal third. Each place according to what they're able to do. According to the eyes of, what is this? Same one. Yeah. If I made a mistake here and I pushed too hard, I bear the responsibility. You'll forgive me. I have total trust, shall yashlichu devarei acher gevim chasrol, that nobody's going to ignore my plea. Law says, migrois, b'kodesh chas v'sholom, to diminish. Kimalin b'kodesh, because people will only increase their amounts, v'cholom meisif, and anybody gives more, yisif alei brocha, v'chaim should be given blessing and life. Katati b'tachnunim, I'm being short with my plea. I'm a shalom, shalom, the ma'isat stok of a chayim adoilum. Okay? Kay devaria. Ohev nafsham doyer shlema matoiv, malev venefesh chafetze. This is the one who is always looking out for your goodness. Shneir zalman bereb baruch. Now look at the next few lines. Umide dabri, now that I'm talking about this, zacharesk, I want to remind you, as asher kvar aso ushtak, what we did already last year. Oidois, about Hatzadik Hamaforsim, about the Tzadik, the famous Tzadik, Asher Bitzilin Nichia Begoyim, in whose shelter we are living among the Goyim, Mereni Rebzus Manshiachia, Lishloyach Lay, that people should send him in Kamasas Yoder, Pidyan Nafshe is based, people should be sending him a Pidyan Nefesh, to a Pidyan Nefesh is literally to redeem their souls. Velirshem Epikas Shetachas Yodai, and to make sure that their names are written. What is this acronym? Yeshmaisam Lizikaran of Hashem, that he should have their names as a memory before Hashem, the Shemea Bekoilavadav, who listens to the voice of his servants, Hamatinim Lashem. So make sure that you guys are sending money to this great tzaddik Zusman. Now look at the footnote here. So the Chayre, he writes in the footnote here on the bottom that it's talking about Rabbi Eliezer Zusman, who is the Sofer in Tveria. Okay, and he writes the Rei Yosei Damaila, it's the Sofer Chelik Aleph, about who this was. So he writes there that there was a sefer about the nusach. Then go into the next paragraph. He says, but it doesn't make sense that he would write about him, Hatzadik HaMefursim. We don't find anywhere that the Baal Tanya should write about him, Hatzadik HaMefursim, in whose merit we're going to live in the Goyim. And why would he ask of them to give the money from Yesh V'Yaratzei Negudesha? Umistaver Yoser. It's much more logical. Sha'akavona al-Rav HaKadosh Abzisha Ma'anapole. that the Baal Tanya is making an appeal here to his chassidim to support the Rebbe Bzisha. Shayim Migdei the Tamid HaMagid Memizvicha, who was one of the disciples of the Magid, Vaskama Sayim Misnesis Beresh Sefer Tanya Shabbeinu, and who gave Askama, where he gave the Kaman Igeres Mem, Zeshna Sayim, Ashoy Tzoik, Eitim Ashachal Vidin is Valin, Vakrain, Vishachon, and Shluchim Atzadikim Amfusamim, and we were sent messages from the tzaddikim of Valin and Ukraina, that's where the Reb Zisha lived, and they sent messengers from the tzaddikim there, to support them. So he's saying here that this plea is, even though I'm pleading with you to support whatever I've got going here, don't forget to send the tzaddik his pidyon nefesh and to make sure that he has your name so that he can be mispalel for you. So it's a fascinating thing here that the Baal Tanya is making an appeal to his chassidim to maintain and support the Rebbe Reb Zisha, who he maintained a very close relationship to. In whose merit we will survive among the Goyim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.